7 p.m. on the dot. Another round of news.
Good evening. Here are your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather with me, John Baker. Luxair is warning passengers of potential disruption to its services to and from Portugal tomorrow due to a nationwide general strike affecting sectors such as aviation and public transport. In a communication sent today, the airline said services on its Luxembourg Porto and Luxembourg Lisbon routes are currently planned to operate, but delays are likely, and travellers should prepare for disruption to local public transport and allow extra time to get to the airport. The Minister of Health and Social Security, Martin Depré, announced today that the introduction of electronic sick notes will come into effect in January 2026, and that Luxembourg has begun preparatory work to participate in a Europe-wide system for the use and exchange of medical data. The European patient file is scheduled to launch by March 2029, and once active, this digital file will log treatments a patient receives within the EU and enable doctors abroad to access key information from the patient's national record, such as current medications or allergies. On Human Rights Day, in an interview with RTL, Laura Zuccoli of the Luxembourg's Refugee Council issued a sharp critique of both European and national asylum policy, citing deplorable shelter conditions and controversial EU plans for external return hubs. Zuccoli expressed regret that Europe's shift towards a more restrictive asylum policy signals a continent increasingly isolating itself. In international news, in a proposal laid out yesterday, the administration of US President Donald Trump plans to order visa-exempt foreign tourists to disclose their social media history from the last 5 years before entering the country, according to an official notice. Under the proposed new rules, the collection of social media data would become a mandatory part of ESTA applications. Marine Le Pen's far-right party wants to bring back France's once legendary brothels, sparking a fresh debate about prostitution in a country with a long history of liberal attitudes to sex. The 39-year-old argues that the 2016 law criminalising clients has only worsened the daily lives of sex workers, forcing them to work even harder in appalling conditions. Over to sports now, and Remco Evenepoel will share the leadership role with Florian Lipovits at the 2026 Tour de France, he announced today at Red Bull Bora's training camp in Mallorca. Double Olympic and world champion Evenepoel has joined Lipovits at Red Bull after a move from Belgian outfit Quickstep. And New Zealand international rugby winger Sevu Rees will join French side Perpignan next season, provided the Catalan club retains its place in the top 14. Perpignan are currently bottom of the top 14 with just 1 point from 11 games, 6 points behind Montauban in the relegation playoff spot. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. The weather now, and as we move into the evening, conditions will continue as they were all day. That's misty and overcast, although the showers should now have abated. Current temperature is around 10 degrees, although it does feel slightly cooler.